Pennsylvania's Environmental Rulemaking Board has voted to advance a rule to cut down on methane emissions from existing oil and gas facilities. The rule passed the Environmental Quality Board Tuesday by a vote of 18-1. Methane is responsible for one quarter of the climate change already taking place, and as the nation's second largest producer, the Keystone State is a major source of emissions. With the Trump administration pushing to roll back methane regulations, David Jenkins, who heads the group Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship, calls the proposed Pennsylvania rule a big victory.
For the state's environment, for the state's economy, all that hinges on the industry being good actors and doing what it can to be responsible producers of natural gas.
The DEP estimates the rule would reduce methane emissions by more than 75,000 tons a year, the equivalent of taking 374,000 cars off the road. The rule will be subject to a public comment period starting early next year. Michael Kovach, vice president of the Pennsylvania Farmers Union, says his group strongly supports policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He notes that farmers are already dealing with the impacts of climate change.
We've seen drastic swings in planting seasons and in severe weather events, the flooding, the drought in different parts of the country, the wildfires that are taking place. It's just getting tougher and tougher to be a farmer.
Even major gas and oil producers, including Shell and ExxonMobil, are expressing support for methane regulation. Jenkins points out that rules to protect the environment aren't a radical idea.
They're just common sense. They're actually conservative because they're making sure companies are responsible, and they're making sure that the ones who want to behave responsibly are not being put at a disadvantage by the ones who want to cut corners.
The proposed rule would exempt low-producing wells from leak detection requirements, but environmentalists are urging the DEP to close that loophole. For Keystone State News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.